It was 2 years ago today that the cardinal electors chose one of their number, Joseph Ratzinger, as Bishop of Rome and Pope, the successor to Peter and the Vicar of Christ on earth. Chris Altieri looks at the past, present and future.
After more than a quarter century of leadership from Pope John Paul II, the cardinals elected one of the 20th century's true theological giants to lead the church at the beginning of the third millennium. In St. Peter's Square today, I spoke with many of the faithful who shared their impressions of the man and the first 2 years of his pontificate.
I think we need him in, you know, what's going on in the world right now.
Oh, I think it's wonderful to be here, and I am, really enjoying what the Pope is doing now. I live in Switzerland, and so we follow it quite closely from there.
I think he's a very intellectual person, and he tried to reach out.
For myself, I believe he's brought some good order into the church. So that's for me, it's very good to see that.
This American lady is just one of the many who expressed pleasant surprise at Pope Benedict XVI, and who expressed also a desire to know him better.
I understand that he's been a good pope. He's new, and seemingly he's doing what needs to be done for the people to get to know him. But I don't know him as well as I'd like to know him.
Being in the square today was absolutely fantastic. I really haven't paid that much attention to this pope. We are not Catholic. We're visitors from America. But being here was a real thrill, and we were most impressed.
He certainly seems like a very deep, holy man. Of course, we're not as familiar with him as John Paul, who we loved. We're still learning about him.
I think he had a hard act to follow. And, I think he's, been himself and doing the best he can.
He's doing a wonderful job.
This young priest from the United States seemed to give the sum of the sentiments of the faithful when he expressed his thankfulness to God for Pope Benedict's election.
We visited the Sistine Chapel this morning, and I was recounting that experience of the election of Pope Benedict this morning in the Sistine Chapel. It is remarkable. One of the greatest blessings of his papacy, I believe, is he is continuing to confirm the faith of the people of God, that is the church. And every time I hear him speak, I am so thankful and grateful to the Lord that he has called him to continue the legacy of the See of Peter.
As the Holy Father heads into the third year of service to the church as its universal pastor, the prayers and best wishes of the faithful from all around the world are with him. I'm Chris Altieri.